Miss Miller earned her ESOL and reading endorsements during her studies in the elementary education program at a small college in West Central Florida. This school year, her assistant principal distributes a third grade list with the home languages and proficiency levels of the English learners in her class. She reviews the list and acknowledges her undergraduate coursework in preparing the way to meet the needs of English learners. Yet, she is hesitant about committing to fully understanding recent federal and state legislation. Miss Miller realizes that she has to pursue a more comprehensive understanding in order to advocate for her students and their parents as she plans for 7 English learners, 2 gifted, 3 special needs, and 10 other third grade students. She reviews landmark court rulings to reflect on her teaching practices, and she thinks back to discussions in her undergraduate studies on the reauthorizations of the Bilingual Education Act. Initially, when Miss Miller was informed that she will have 7 English learners in her class, her gut reaction was fearful astonishment. After all, these students bring 6 languages other than English into her classroom. After getting over that deer-in-the-headlights feeling, though, Miss Miller's training kicks right in. She refers back to the research she flagged earlier and continues reading about school, district, and governmental policies and legislation that impact the education of English learners. You will read more about ESOL policies, laws, and legislation in Chapter 1.